to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O, or show.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Unirol, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnn creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. It's a Friday night of Shelby County League action. The homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins take on the Bodkins Trojans. Should be a fine game tonight. Two very fast improving clubs. Bodkins has not beaten Fort Loramie in recent seasons, although the Trojans have knocked off Fort Loramie in big games in the past, and these two clubs are about as even this year right now in this stage of the season as they've been in several campaigns. Fort Loramie won the junior varsity tilt. Good crowd filing in here tonight for this game between Bodkins and Fort Loramie. Like to let our listeners know that we're on the air thanks to Fort Loramie game sponsors, and they include Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile, M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerrys.com. Well, Chuck, we've seen Bodkins and Fort Loramie here in the last few weeks, and both clubs are developing mighty quickly.
Well, I think we saw both teams last weekend play their best games. Loramie in a loss to Anna, which is nothing to be ashamed of, and we watched Bodkins hit 16 threes against New Knoxville.
Yep.
In a rout, I think it was 75-40 was the final. So both teams played really well last weekend. I don't know if Bodkins can make that many threes tonight, but they're going to have to shoot the ball well to be able to beat this Loramie team.
And one thing Bodkins will have to do quite well is deal with the physical nature of Fort Loramie's play, I should say. These Redskins, fresh off the gridiron, having advanced to the state semifinal and they'll roughhouse you a little bit. Botkins has got to be ready for that and strong with the ball.
Well, they're going to have to be strong on the perimeter, absolutely. We made the comment last week. You could tell the two teams we were watching played football because there's a difference in the physique of the basketball players on these two teams compared to some of the other teams in the league.
Chuck, you're going to shift your microphone over to Brett Meyer for just a moment. Last week when we covered the game between Botkins and New Knoxville here on scoresbroadcast.com, the 1994 Botkins State Tournament team was recognized on that particular evening. 21-6 were the Trojans in 1994. Head coach was Tony Rogers. Assistants Brett Meyer and Terry Finkenbein. Players on that club, Jeff King, Pat Bueller, Jesse Kreitzer, Mike Maurer, Keelan Munger, Jason Rickard, Trevor Rogers, Josh Steinke, Jason Wendell, Jeremy Vick, Phil Vihorn, and Tom Platfoot. Brett Meyer, outstanding 15-year head coach at Botkins, an assistant for the Trojans prior to that. And, Brett, you were courtside for that 1994 campaign. Tell me what you recall. They could light it up from everywhere.
Well, first of all, you're making me pretty old here. 25 years now, so it was a great, great team. They had so much talent. It was unbelievable to watch them play. You know, the community really got behind us. There was a little lull at the end of the season where we lost a few games in a row, but then they really brought it together for the state tournament game, or going through the state tournament run. That state tournament game went so fast. I mean, by time, you know, it was halftime, and it went so quick they didn't know what was going on. So they get you out there on the floor, you play the game, and it's like you're in the locker room after the game already, after it was over. Didn't end up like we wanted it to, but Worthington Christian was a very, very good team that year. So, and the points that were scored in that game were there for a long period of time, most points in a Division IV game.
Yes, they were. Exactly right. They stood up as a record for quite some time. They talk about the players on that club. I know oftentimes as many as five young men with the first name starting with a J started. Phil Vihorn cracked the starting lineup at some point. You beat Rushi in the sectional final, beat Minster in the regional final, beat Madeira, I think, in a district game, knocked off Covington earlier in the sectional, beat Twin Valley South in the regional semi. Talk about particular players in close games, maybe in the Shelby County League and in the tournament.
Well, you know, we had that starting five that was, like I said, very, very talented. And then you have the kids that didn't get a whole lot of playing time. They probably could have started at most of the other schools in the county that year.
Sure.
But, you know, we had a really good 1-2 punch when it came to Jason Wendell and Josh Steinke. Josh Steinke was 6'4", but he played like he was 6'8", how well he could jump. I never seen a guy jump that quick before in my life. But, yeah, Phil Vihorn came in, and he had some wrist injuries midway through the season. Even Jason Wendell had some injuries towards the end when we had that little lull and had some losses. But Jeff King was a great outside shooter. Jesse Kreitzer, you know, another 6'4", 6'5 kid that came off the bench. So we had a lot of talent, a lot of height, and guys that could just, you know, flat out shoot the ball. Jason Rickard was a great point guard. And then we even had two juniors come off the bench, Tommy Platfoot. We called him Tommy the Gun. He loved to shoot. He could score. And then we had Trevor Rogers, who was lightning quick on the other team's guards.
Now, Tommy had that last name because every shot he took, he was flat-footed.
He was. He was the old set shooter. I think Larry Bird was his favorite player back in the day, and he shot a lot like that.
Okay, now, Coach Rogers was the head man.
Yes.
Meyer and Finkenbein.
Terry Finkenbein is the JV coach at Anna now.
Exactly.
Been there for a long time.
Right. And you three take credit for all that success for that 1994 team.
No, not at all. That was my first coaching job out of college. I got to Botkins, and that's what they talked about in the interview, Jim Deegan and Connie Schneider,
how good
the basketball team was. So we talked about that for a while, and then once I saw it for the first time, I was a believer after that. But, you know, they always say when you have players, it's a lot easier, and that's true. They were a very, very talented team.
What did you pick up most from Coach Rogers that helped you in your 15 very good years at Botkins?
Well, with Coach Rogers, just to be patient, let things happen, preparation, you know, got to look at things other than just the team that you're playing. You got to look ahead. There's just a lot of things with Tony Rogers. And most people don't know, he was one game away. Minster girls beat Botkins in the regional finals, where he would have took a boys team and a girls team in the state from Botkins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo, that's a factoid. Nobody knows.
Yeah, that's, he was one. We got beat by Minster in the girls regional. And they had a foreign exchange student come over that year who ended up playing at Xavier that we had some issues with, or had, you know, trying to stop her and things like that. But, yeah, Tony did a great job with both the boys and the girls program.
Brett Meyer, assistant for the 1994 state tournament Botkins team, longtime assistant at Botkins, outstanding 15-year head coach at Botkins. As you said, I don't mean to make you sound like you're 35 years of age. You're really, what, 38?
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah, I just had a birthday a couple months ago, so.
Thanks so much, Brett Meyer.
I got two shout-outs real quick, if you don't mind.
I know you do. Your wife prepared us.
Yes. One is Isla Fry in La Pointe, Ohio. That's my mother-in-law.
Yep.
And then we have Vivian Bozeman, who's recovering right now from some illnesses. So we're hoping that she gets better quickly.
So shout-out to them. Hopefully,
yes.
Hopefully they are joining us on the webcast and have heard Brett talk about the 1994 Trojan State Tournament team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Botkins and Fort Loramie. Should be a very good one. Contrasting styles, Fort Loramie would like to use its muscle and flex its strength against Botkins. Trojans want to beat Fort Loramie down the floor and shoot the three ball as often as possible. Thank you so much to the Myers for dropping by. Interesting chat, that 1994 Botkins team, Chuck, was outstanding. You were courtside.
I was there.
At the Pickwick sectional, keeping the official scores book.
Right. I followed them all the way through. I watched them in the sectional, then I watched them in the district. Went down, and I don't think I watched the regional, but I was over in Columbus for their game against Worthington Christian. One of the best games that I've been going over there for 40 some years, one of the best games that I've ever seen over there, and they came up on the short end of the stick, but boy did they play well, and that Worthington Christian team could shoot it.
Yeah, there were some 165 points scored between the two clubs in that game. It was basket for basket all the way. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We've got the starters in the tip in a moment. Botkins at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
The visiting Botkins Trojans being introduced here at the moment. Elliot Gubo, a junior, starts at a wing. Zane Paul at a guard spot. Spencer Euchre at 6'1 will actually start at the post position for Botkins. He is a little big man, but he's quite feisty, very well skilled, and he'll give Fort Loramie trouble on the inside. The other two starters for the Botkins Trojans include Josh Madden and Jacob Plyman. Madden is a senior, Plyman just a freshman. I'd like to let you know that we are on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Along with Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Starting five being introduced. Opening unit for the Fort Loramie Redskins includes Brandewee at guard. Also in the opening unit is Nate Ratterman. Ratterman at a wing position. Mason Kemper in the middle. Eli Rosengarten at guard. And the fifth starter for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
I'm going to guess it's Nathan Ratterman and Jake Ratterman.
Jake also, yes, he started in the last game against Anna. Jake and Nate both on the floor here at the outset. So it's Kemper, Brandewee, Rosengarten, Jake and Nate Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Redskins have been shooting the ball, Chuck, a little bit better each passing game, getting the basketball legs under them. It's an entirely different sport. And you've got to have touch and feel for this game of basketball. You just can't walk onto the hardwood from the gridiron and expect to excel right away.
Well, but, yeah, Nathan Ratterman had 20 against Anna last week. He that was his coming out party. He needs to keep playing like that.
On a night when Fort Loramie can get Nate Ratterman, Nick Brandewee, and Eli Rosengarten all making 14, 15, 16 points, Redskins will be tough to beat. Right away to start the game, Fort Loramie hammers the ball inside. Here's a drive by Rosengarten off the underneath side of the glass. No good. Rebound down to Botkins. Here's Euchre penetrating the lane. A little jump shot right in front of the rim. Six-footer in. Good start for Botkins, which pushed the ball into the paint, and Euchre sank it. We played 30 seconds. 2-0 in favor of Botkins, visiting Trojans in the black jerseys. White Botkins across the chest. Black numerals outlined in gold. Fort Loramie, the home white from top to bottom. Red numbers with black piping. Top of the circle, it's Jake Ratterman outside the arc in the right to Nate. And Nate Ratterman lets go a long three off the rim, no good. Rebound Rosengarten in the paint. Follow-away shot rolls in. Good play by the guard who retrieved the offensive rebound and dropped it through just below the foul line. We're tied up at a couple apiece. Here's Euchre. Out on the arc for Botkins. Look at him go to work.
Wow.
Two straight goals by Spencer Euchre as he took Jake Ratterman on a drive all the way into the paint area. Off balance was Euchre. He knocked it down. He was fouled. Two straight off balance goals by Euchre here in the first 1:12.
He didn't really try to go against New Knoxville, but they were shooting threes so well that he didn't really have to take over.
Spencer Euchre averaged 11 points a game last year. Only double-digit score all season long for Botkins one season ago. His free throw bounces all around, goes through to make it 5-2 Botkins, which fouls at midcourt against Rosengarten on the far side of the floor. It's common. Fort Loramie will throw in. 6:42 left first period. 5-2 Botkins in the lead. Brandewee at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Dribbles behind the back, over-guarding against Botkins. That was a bit ticky-tacky. Elliot Gubo picks it up. Jaden Wendell on the bench for Botkins. I'm sure he'll be in the first few minutes. He lit it up for how many threes the other night, Chuck, against New Knoxville?
He had a bunch.
Half dozen, maybe?
He ended up with 20 points. He had 2, 4, 6 threes.
Yep. Here's Brandewee outside the arc. Drives right corner. Goes below the rim. There's a crowd under there. And Botkins thumps the ball out of bounds against the Redskins' mat on the wall at the end of the floor. 6:23 left to go. Opening period, 5-2 Botkins. Good inbounds play. Rosengarten open low on the left. It rattled out. Wouldn't stay in. Rebound Botkins. Journeying down the floor is Paul. Paul goes baseline on the block. Feeds it out back to Euchre. Euchre in the paint area. Lofts it left corner to a three-point shooter. Along with Mazane Paul. Caroms off the top corner of the backboard and goes out of bounds. We've got a shove off beneath the glass. It is against whom? I think Fort Loramie.
I think they called it on Ratterman, on Nathan Ratterman.
We have played 2 minutes in this game. Bodkins in the lead 5-2 over Troy. What am I saying Troy for?
Because they got Trojans on there.
5-2, Bodkins over Fort Loramie. Bodkins inbounding, baseline right. Ball lobbed way out back to Euchre. He's been all over the court so far for Bodkins. Ball bounced 25 feet away to Zane Paul. Bodkins looking to drive the ball a little more here tonight against Fort Loramie than it did against New Knoxville. Here's Spencer Euchre pivoting in the lane as the ball clobbered to the floor by Fort Loramie. It's loose, picked up on the play, but Bodkins driving hard to the basket goes Zane Paul, shovels it with the left hand, missed it. Guess what? Spencer Euchre, Johnny on the spot with a rebound.
He's got all seven.
Wow. Heck of a start for Spencer Euchre for Bodkins. 7-2, Trojans lead. 5:20 left, opening quarter. Oh, we thought this could be a very good game here tonight. Bodkins quickly improving. Close losses in the last few weeks to Jackson Center and Rushi. Open Brandewee, deep left corner for Fort Loramie. A triple. Bingo! He's got it. Brandewee zeroes in. 7-5 in favor of Bodkins. Quickly, Trojans down the floor. My goodness gracious, Spencer Euchre once more gets the entry pass. Makes a super dipsy-doo move in the lane. Up and under, off the window. It's good. Another foul on Fort Loramie.
Well, you've got eight sophomores and freshmen on this Bodkins team that play. The seniors taking over tonight in the first quarter anyway.
Spencer Euchre is showing the underclassmen how to get it done. Free throw is in. He's got all 10 for Bodkins, which leads Fort Loramie 10-5. We played 3 minutes. New first-year head coach for the Bodkins Trojans. We'll talk about him in just a moment. 25 feet away on the left, it's Rosengarten. And Rosengarten penetrates baseline, short corner runner, backboard, rim no good, but he was nudged. And he'll get two. Sean Powell, new head coach here at Bodkins. Outstanding basketball career at Lima Shawnee. Coach at Lima Perry more recently. Free throw by Rosengarten up and through. 10-6. Bodkins lead is 4.
He has a sophomore son that's going to be eligible starting January the 12th because of the transfer. And I was talking to some Bodkins people last week. They said this kid is going to help this team a lot.
Yeah, lightning quick. And as well as Bodkins can shoot the three on certain nights with this young man heading into the lane with a full steam ahead and kicking it to either side of the floor, it may make Bodkins even more explosive. Two free throws good by Fort Loramie. Bodkins works the ball around. Oh, here's a great entry. What a head fake by Zane Paul. Then he goes up strong from 6 feet and nails it. 12-7, Bodkins leads. Collision at midcourt. Bodkins and Fort Loramie. Brandewee fumbled it. Bodkins got a piece of it. Touch last for the Trojans. Bodkins crowd doesn't like the call. 4:24 to go first quarter. 12-7 in favor of Bodkins. Ball inbounded by Rosengarten to Brandewee in backcourt. He's picked up 25 feet away by Madden. Left flank, Rosengarten. Good switch off by Bodkins defensively. Right corner, Kemper. Now to Brandewee. Brandewee barrels along the baseline. He's a little too forceful. Offensive foul. Good call by the referee. Brandewee tried to bully his way to the basket like he ran the ball off tackle in football.
That was his second foul.
That's two on him, and that hurts.
That does hurt because he is one of the three that they really count on to score for him.
Yep, and he is a potential double-digit scorer. We played half the first quarter. 12-7, Bodkins. 25 feet away, Jaden Wendell's got the ball. Wendell on the floor. He's the super sub for Bodkins. Outstanding freshman. Here's Zane Paul, head of the key, trying to overguard 25 feet away is Grant Albers for Fort Loramie, who's checked in. Here's Bodkins' baseline. Ball rotated on top to Wendell. Look out. Got it. Trifecta. Jaden Wendell bombs away. Right on cue, Chuck.
Yeah, he's got an outstanding jump shot.
15-7, Bodkins in the lead. Fort Loramie pushes the ball into the forecourt. Rosengarten baseline left. He's doubled. Ball rotated, deep right corner. Handled there by Albers, who swings it on top to Kemper. Coming off a screen on the left flank is Nate Meyer, who's checked onto the hardwood. Good defense here by Bodkins. Fort Loramie muffed it in the lane. Redskins got it back. Fed it to Rosengarten. Good defense, but Botkins, Trojans stand their ground in the lane. Rosengarten nearly charged the ball and out of bounds off Botkins. Well, we know how dangerous Botkins can be. Close losses to Jackson Center and Rushi. 35-point win over New Knoxville. We witnessed that.
Yeah, I mean, New Knoxville's not a good team, but that basket's still the same distance. And if you're putting the ball up and making that many threes, you're a shooting team. I don't care who you're playing against.
Exactly. That was our route, 75-40 over New Knoxville. And tonight we're seeing Botkins play its best defense of the year. Seconds ago, the Trojans drew yet another charging foul against Fort Loramie. Looks like Botkins is the team that played football in September, October, November. 2:51 to go here in the first quarter. Out near midcourt is Madden with the ball for Botkins. He lost it momentarily. A scrum for it. Diving in late, Albers picks up the personal as he dove at the backs of the legs of Madden. Team foul situation. Is that right, Chuck? Six already?
Yeah, it's a foul fest. There's 10 fouls called so far.
Already. In just over 5 minutes of play. 15-7, Botkins. Here's Plyman, 25 feet away, head of the key. He bounces off to Wendell. Wendell goes left flank to Madden. Madden starts a drive, pulls up. Fort Loramie gets a mitt on the ball and bats it out of bounds. Colin Moore, 6'1" player for Fort Loramie. Superb quarterback on the football team. Just a sophomore out on the hardwood right now for the Redskins. Botkins having difficulty getting it in. It's thrown to Wendell, 30 feet away on the left. He circles out on top. 2:32 to go, first quarter. 15-7, Botkins. Madden left flank. Goes baseline left. Into the paint area, back to the basket. Swiped on the play by Fort Loramie. Good steal by the Redskins. Quickly down the floor, Colin Moore pulls up. High-arching floater, three-point land. Didn't catch iron, barely grazed the netting, and went out of bounds.
Sometimes you're too wide open.
Yep, so far, Botkins taking this game right to Fort Loramie, which is a bit sluggish. Trojans have come in fired up with confidence. Here's Euchre, top of the circle for Botkins. He's got the basketball. Euchre hangs on to it. Still dribbles, looks for help. Intercepted on the play by Rosengarten. He darts the other way for Fort Loramie. Missed the layup on the inside. The rebound is up and in by Nathan Ratterman. He followed it beautifully. Did what he was supposed to do. Did not give up on the play. Botkins hurries down the floor. A quick trigger, Zane Paul, right corner triple. It glanced off the ring. Rebound Fort Loramie. 15-9 in favor of Botkins. A minute 28 to go in the first. Wide open. Nate Meyer, or I should say Jake Ratterman, finds Eli Rosengarten. Boy, that was a grand assist on the play. Layup good, and Botkins' lead is chopped to four. A minute 14 left here in the opening quarter of play. Euchre gives it up high left to Tyler Free, who's on the floor now. Free, a sophomore for Botkins. Goes in the right corner to Wendell. Wendell throws opposite below the backboard. Deep left corner, Zane Paul, who lights it up from way downtown. Another three ball. Everybody for Botkins can shoot him.
That's a fact.
18-11, Botkins by seven. 47 seconds to go here in the first. Here is Jake Ratterman on the arc. Goes to Colin Moore. Right side pass, fed on the play to Nate Meyer. Into the middle of the floor to a teammate who scores, but he ran over a Botkins player. Wipe it off the board. Offensive foul. That's at least number three.
Yep, third charge taken, and they know what they're trying to do. They're doing a pick and roll. The defender's standing there taking the charge straight on. Good defense.
That's a trio of player-controlled offensive fouls called already in this game in 7.5 minutes against Fort Loramie. Botkins' defense has been outstanding. 18-11, Trojans lead it. Trying to spring the upset here in the Shelby County League on the road tonight. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Wendell 30 feet away for Botkins. As the Trojans will play for one, head coach Corey Britton at Fort Loramie shouting out defensive instructions in front of his bench. Here's Zane Paul, foul line, looks at the clock, 12 seconds to go. Right wing Tyler Free, now Wendell. Wendell on the bounce, left side pass Paul. Head fake, steps inside the arc, lets it go. He's behind the arc, counted at the buzzer. My goodness. Wow, is Watkins ever shooting lights out here tonight at Fort Loramie. That ball went through the net, Chuck, as the lights around the backboard glittered.
Well, they're continuing to shoot the ball like they did Saturday night. Boy, when you get in that groove like that, that basket looks like it's about four times bigger than normal.
Yep, Botkins blew out New Knoxville by 35 Saturday. We covered it 21-11 after one here tonight. Trojans over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, the Botkins Trojans come into this game with a 3-6 mark, 1-4 in the Shelby County League. Although Botkins has won three of its last four, beating Houston and Riverside on the road, knocking off New Knoxville at home last Saturday. The one loss last Friday to Jackson Center. Botkins opened the campaign with five straight defeats. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie got a late start to the campaign because of a great run in football all the way to the state semifinals. Fort Loramie 3-3 on the year, 1-2 in the Shelby County League. Second quarter begins. Fort Loramie possession, a long three-pointer straight away, bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound Botkins in the hurry up. Wendell down the floor, misfires from three-point land. Rebound by Plyman in the paint area, shot it wide, and Fort Loramie snared the rebound. Quickly, here come the Redskins down the floor. Kemper in the lane. He's bodied well. Can't shoot. Goes to Nate Meyer. Foul line. Meyer hands off on the play to Nolan Burning. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ratterman. Here's Burning. Give and go with Ratterman. Jump stop. 7 feet away. Missed it. Curled off the rim. Fort Loramie gets the long rebound. Nolan Burning to Ratterman. Left wing. A minute gone. Second quarter. 21-11 Botkins. Here's a trio of Botkins players huddling around a Fort Loramie Redskin in the left corner. Fort Loramie works it out of trouble, goes to Burning. Burning running down the right side of the lane, flipped it up while motoring to the rim. No good, it rolled off. Rebound by Botkins. Quickly, Paul, right corner. Herky, jerky move, out back to Wendell. 25-footer, good! Wow, Botkins is torrid.
What a quick release that kid has.
The Botkins Trojans are scalding the Nets, 24-11. Quickly up the floor for Fort Loramie. It is Nate Meyer. Swings it opposite to Nolan Burning. Burning hemmed in. Botkins' defense is like glue. It is sticky. Spin move in the paint. Kemper up with the left hand. Makes it. Nice shot by Kemper. Yep. Half hook with the left. 24-13 in favor of Botkins. Here is a Fort Loramie punch out of bounds in the corner of the floor. Botkins will throw it in. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. 24-13 score in favor of Botkins. Biggest lead, 24-11. Before that last basket by Kemper of the Redskins. Wendell, who Chuck noted seconds ago, he's got a mighty fast release of the basketball on that jump shot. Oh, what a great inbounds play. Wendell finds Euchre. Dynamite assist. Euchre with another field goal. He's in double digits.
Yeah, he's got 12.
26-13. Botkins has doubled the score on Fort Loramie. Jake Ratterman, left corner Rosengarten. On top, Nolan Burning. Fakes left, goes right. All the way to the rim, then goes opposite to Rosengarten, who jacks up a three. It rattles in and out, no good. Rebound Jake Ratterman, point-blank range, left it short. Rebound again Fort Loramie, on the arc to Nate Ratterman. Nate 25 feet away. Goes near side to Jake, now Rosengarten. Rosengarten throws, right corner Burning, who comes out to catch. Little pick and roll with Kemper. Kemper juggled the ball momentarily. As he was reaching for it, Botkins may have tagged him on the shoulder.
When he started to make his cut through, he had a hold of his jersey. It looked like pass interference.
So Fort Loramie will get the benefit of the common foul. 12 personals in this game. Botkins, by the way, is in the 1-1. Fort Loramie's committed 7.
That's the second foul on Madden.
5:16 left to go here in the second quarter. 26-13 in favor of Botkins. Fort Loramie inbounds, and the ball is rolling away from Rosengarten, out of bounds into the Botkins bench. Here comes Botkins. Wendell in backcourt. He is being pursued by a Redskin defender. On the arc, it's Botkins, Euchre. Euchre on top to Wendell. Shot fake. Oh, nice little pick and roll to a teammate. It's Zach Ware into the lane. He lost the ball, got it back, threw it away. Steal by Fort Loramie. I mistakenly said Ware. I should have said Holman. Look out. Long triple. Fort Loramie. Good. Nolan Burning with a line driver. He rifled that one home. Redskins needed it in the worst way. 26-16 now in favor of Botkins. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Denton Holman in the game now, a sophomore for Botkins. I mistakenly said it was Ware. Near side pass to Wendell. A lot of jockeying for position going on below the hoop. Foul called against the Redskins. Team's 8th. Well, one good thing for Fort Loramie, despite the fouls, is that Coach Corey Britton plays a lot of young men so he can disperse those personals throughout the roster.
Yeah, they can. They got it back to 10. They can't lose touch with Botkins. They're going to have to think about at what point they want to put Brandewee back in if they need to.
Yep. Jacob Plyman at the stripe. Big 6'5" freshman for Botkins. Good-looking free throw, and he calmly drops it through. And the lead for Botkins back to 11, 27-16. 4:25 left here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Plyman's 6'5". He's going to put some weight on. He's going to become quite a post player for the Trojans.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And he's got a good touch at the stripe. He pops them both in. Botkins unnecessarily pressuring in backcourt, but I think it caused Rosengarten to take one long step without putting the ball on the floor. He tried to spin around. The Trojan defender thought he was fouled, got called for walking. Botkins inbounds to midcourt. It rolls away from Paul all the way into backcourt. He gobbles it up, throws it down the floor to Plyman. Plyman's on the loose. A running one-hander in and out. No good. That was a big shot by Plyman. He almost made it. Rebound down to Nolan Burning of Botkins, or I should say of Fort Loramie. We got a tie-up in backcourt. Burning and Euchre. Tempers flare momentarily. We've got a technical foul against someone. 4:07 to go here in the second quarter of play. Botkins 28, Fort Loramie 16. I'd like to remind our listeners that we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks in part to these sponsors in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/Shelby COVSO. Nolan Burning picks up the technical foul for Fort Loramie. And technical free throws are shot by Zane Paul. The first is perfect.
No, the first foul was on Euchre on the play, but that was a common foul. That's why we're shooting free throws at this end.
Swish and swish. Each one right down through the ropes for Paul.
Wow.
And that stretches the lead for Botkins to 14, 30-16. Half the second quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Oh, you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GuyersInc.com. And the Botkins crowd explodes again as Mr. Wendell.
That was a 25-footer.
Oh, yeah, maybe as much as 26.
and the form from there or from 8 feet is exactly the same. That's when you know you got a shooter.
What a shot by freshman Jaden Wendell. He and Euchre are killing Fort Loramie right now. 33-16, the biggest lead, 17 points for Botkins. And then coming right back, Eli Rosengarten makes a nifty move in the lane and hits a drive. Look out, Botkins again, left corner. Yes, Tyler Free, another three-pointer. This one by Free, F-R-E-E. Tyler Free was free, and he made Fort Loramie pay.
He played a lot last year as a freshman. He's got some competition this year. Could have probably made him better.
36-18, Botkins. Here's Fort Loramie out of control, a drive to the basket. And the Redskin player is bailed out. That's a young man, Chuck, up from the JVs. And that might be the sharpshooter who scored, what, in excess of 25 against Anna in the game last weekend at Anna.
I'm trying to catch his name. I have no idea who he is.
Free throws, Fort Loramie in. First one, 36-19 in favor of Botkins. 3 minutes to go here in the second. Botkins Trojans simply on fire, blazing hot in this game. Fort Loramie's got a couple foul shots to go down to stop the bleeding momentarily. It's 36-20. Nick Brandon will be back on the floor to help give Fort Loramie a surge before intermission. Biggest lead for Botkins was 36-18. They doubled the score just seconds ago. A couple of foul shots, but Fort Loramie cut it to 16 points. Here's Wendell, 25 feet away for Botkins. Very good defense by Jake Radiman, 30 feet from the rim, as he went nose-to-nose with Wendell of Botkins, who coughed it up out of bounds.
Probably got away with a foul, too, because he kind of shoved off. That's what the fans are going crazy about anyway.
Fort Loramie needs a streak before halftime. They've got to get this down to 10. Botkins Trojans have been the better team by far through the first 14 minutes here tonight. Nate Radiman on the arc for Fort Loramie. Goes to Randowee. Randowee twisting, turning into the lane. Glides to the basket. Hits it. A 10-footer by Randowee. 36-22. Botkins by 14. Wendell sprints down the floor for Botkins. Oh, he dribbles right into trouble. And a couple of white shirts rip it away from him. Fort Loramie back on the attack. Jake Ratterman into the lane area. Nice dish off to a teammate. Kemper hook shot. It bounces around, comes off, but Kemper was belted on the arm, and he's got a couple of free throws coming. You sense a Fort Loramie rally right now, Chuck. A little momentum, Redskins way.
Well, they're playing. They picked their defense up a little bit, that's for sure.
2 minutes, 20 seconds to go, first half of this game. Free throw, Kemper, left-hander, back rim, way up in the air. Looked like he missed it badly, and then it plummeted right down through. Five straight before Loramie, 36-23 in favor of Botkins.
Caleb Meyer is 52.
Yes. Yeah, Caleb is the young man who scored nearly 30 for Fort Loramie against Anna in the JV game.
In the JV game.
Last weekend. Kemper at the line for the Redskins. That one is buried. Six straight by Fort Loramie. 36-24. Botkins lead shaved from 18 to a dozen. Here is Fort Loramie pressing. Figured the Redskins would have to do so. It's inbounded backcourt to Madden. Uh-oh, he stepped on the boundary. Fort Loramie gets a break. Mistake, Trojans. Inbounding, Rosengarten, deep left corner. At Caleb Meyer moved up to the varsity very quickly after that terrific performance against the Anna JVs last Friday night. Ball being rotated out front by Fort Loramie. Into the lane area, Jake Radiman, fall away 10-footer, in, out, no good. Long rebound, Rosengarten. He checks up a three. Good! Eli Rosengarten throws one in from way out back. That was a deep triple by Eli.
With a hand in his face. That was a heck of a shot.
9 straight points by Fort Loramie. They've sliced Bodkin's 18-point lead in half. It's 36-27. Minute 42 to go, second quarter. Bodkin's rattled at the moment. Dribbling out front, it's Wendell. He's left open, not guarded. Set, shoots, missed it, no good. Rebound, Kleiman, breaked away from him by Fort Loramie on the steal. Here come the Redskins with a little mo in Fort Loramie's favor. Deep right corner, it's Caleb Meyer. Meyer, a six-footer, up from the JVs, gives it to Rosengarten and goes to work. Deep right corner, Nate Ratterman. He pops a bomb. It spins around and comes off. 108 to go, second quarter. 9-point lead, Bodkins, quickly up the floor. It goes to Paul in the left corner. He's got an avenue. He's at the short corner, beneath the basket, flips it out to Kleiman, mid-post area, on top to Madden. Madden weaves to Wendell. Head coach Sean Powell says, slow it down, look for the good shot. Here's Bodkin spinning, Madden in the lane, out back to Kleiman, the post player catches. Here's a quick three by Bodkins, a long one. Zane Paul hit the rim, window came off. Fort Loramie's got the board, 33 seconds to go in the second. Down 18, 2.5 minutes ago. Bodkins has gone scoreless since. Fort Loramie's run off 9 in a row. 36-27, Bodkins, 19 seconds left here in the first half, and there's a high dribble palming violation.
Good call.
Against Fort Loramie.
Good call.
Yes,
it
was.
He gained an advantage by putting the ball up there.
Inbounding far side of the court for Bodkins against pressure is Spencer Euchre now. Good substitution by Coach Powell, who gets one of his best inside offensive threats back out on the hardwood. Bodkins inbounding, backcourt it's Wendell, 17, 16, 15 seconds to go first half. Wendell twists his way up the floor and lobs it too far, intended for a Trojan, Zane Paul, out of bounds. Fort Loramie now an opportunity to shave this Bodkins lead all the way down to 6 or 7 when less than 3 minutes ago it was 18. 11.4 remaining, second quarter, Rosengarten, midcourt for Fort Loramie. 8 seconds, 7. Rosengarten, foul line extended right. Look at him go. Nobody picks him up. He left the layup short. Rebound, Bodkins. Wendell, 60-footer. No good as the first half comes to a close, and it was extremely entertaining. Exciting first two quarters. Bodkins dominated the initial 13 minutes or so, a rally by Fort Loramie late, and the 18-point Bodkins lead was whittled to 9 at halftime. A lot of scoring in this contest tonight. 36-27, Bodkins up by 9 here at intermission. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Tucson, Arizona, where four folks I know quite well are joining us here on scoresbroadcast.com. A shout-out to Tucson. My son Tim Kramer is listening. His girlfriend Marina Lackner listening. And her parents Gabe and Mihaila Lackner are joining us on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com. Understand Tucson had a couple inches of snow in the outskirts a few days ago, but it got up to the mid-50s with sun today. And we're going to be in the low to mid-50s Saturday and Sunday here in Ohio. How about that?
If I wasn't so white, I'd wear shorts tomorrow.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on connections, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. Place your confidence in Mike Goldhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. You know, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main and Fort Loramie has got a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Free pickup and delivery at M&A Muffler and Tire. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 1-800-474-4123. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie offers super deals all the time. You've got to check out the new cars, plus the outstanding inventory of pre-owned ones at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. See them online at Geyer'sInc.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. We'll take a break, then return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Bodkins 36, Fort Loramie 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. Jack with Chuck here on scoresbroadcast.com. 9-point lead. Bodkins trying to surprise Fort Loramie here at the Redskins Gym. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, Bodkins got out to a red-hot shooting start to the game. Loramie did a nice job. You said they needed to get it back when they were down 18 to someplace in the 10 or 12 spot. They got it down to 9. So now it's truly anybody's basketball game. Loramie had a 10-9 rebounding advantage, but more importantly, 7-2 on the offensive boards. Bodkins turned the ball over 9 times. Loramie only turned it over 3. So that's 6 more turnovers and 5 more offensive rebounds. That's 11 more possessions for the Redskins in the first half. 6 for Bodkins' leading scorer was Spencer Euchre with 12. They got 10 from Paul and 9 from Wendell. 3 from Free and 2 from Plyman. They scored 21 and 15, 36 for the first half. Rosengarten led the Redskins with 11. They got 5 from Nick Brandewey, 4 from Kemper, 3 from Nolan Burning, 2 from Nathan Ratterman, 2 from Caleb Meyer. They scored 11 and 16, and they trail it 27-36 at the half.
Well, what does Fort Loramie have to continue to do, Chuck, to fight back into this game? Nice start, trimming the 18-point deficit to 9 before intermission. Got it to single digits. I charge Fort Loramie with about 4 minutes to go in that second quarter to get it to 10 or below, and they did just that. Corey Britton's got to be pleased. It could be a whole bunch worse.
Oh, it could be over, quite honestly. But yes. what they did to change it was they quit running the pick and roll for the charge. The next two times down the floor that they ran it, it affected the shot again because they saw where the charge was. So at least they recognized, but they pulled up and shot it short. They changed their offense, and that's been a big key. The second thing that they did that they need to do, they went full court. They got physical with these young guards from
from Botkins.
Yep.
And then I think that started turning them over. That got Loramie back in the basketball game.
Yeah, one thing that is a challenge trying to defend Botkins is as follows. Yeah, it's easy to say, go find the three-point shooter. Well, six of them made threes against New Knoxville in the game we covered last Saturday, and a variety of players are hoisting in three-point shots again tonight.
Well, absolutely, and the way you keep them from getting threes is you turn them over in the backcourt, and that's what they kind of did there.
Yep.
in the last half of the second quarter.
Hey, Chuck, we are live and on the web going strong. Tucson, Arizona heard us. We got a response from the folks in Tucson who said the whole gang was here and they loved the shout-out, Jack. 50 degrees was right on the money for that temperature in Tucson today. And we got a thank you from Tucson regarding the shout-out. So we know that at least four people are tuned in to Scores tonight.
Well, there you go. We're earning our keep then.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 9-point lead, Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's our LaCal equipment halftime segment. Chuck will play our LaCal spot early as I search for my cheerleaders' highlights, which I've misplaced momentarily. LaCal equipment in Jackson Center is proud to promote student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so since the start of Scores Broadcast over a dozen years ago. And during boys' basketball games, LaCal promotes the cheerleaders, one from each school. We'll return to highlight them in 60 seconds after this message from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Up here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. We launch play in the third quarter. Botkins saw its 18-point lead shrivel to 9 by halftime. And here's Botkins starting its offensive surge. Opening play in the third quarter. Good entry pass to Spencer Euchre. He starts the second half like he opened up the first. A hard-nosed driving layup through the paint area.
Well, that was supposed to be a three-point shot coming up through the middle for free, but that wasn't open, and Euchre did a nice job of cutting to the basket.
38-27. Botkins back on top by 11 over Fort Loramie. And the foul parade continues, a lot of them in this game. It has been a chippy game. It's been a bit rough at times. What do we have in that first half, Chuck? About 15, 16 fouls called?
Too many.
One in the first 40 seconds here of the second half. Fort Loramie inbounds, throws into the paint, left-hand hook by the Redskins. bounces around, comes off as Nate Ratterman couldn't get it to go, and Bodkins has got the board, leading by 11, 38-27. A minute gone here in quarter number three. Top of the circle, it is Paul. Gives it up right flank to teammate Free. Rotated outside the arc of the left wing. It's Madden. Madden looks down inside, can't find anybody. Bounces on the play to Paul. Deep right corner, triple by him. Hits the rim, goes way up in the air. Comes down above the head of a Redskin. Knocked out by Bodkins. Fort Loramie will bring it down the floor. 6 minutes and 43 seconds left in the third period. The lead 11 for Bodkins. Fort Loramie on the attack. It's Brandewee, who sat a chunk of that first half with a couple of personal fouls. Here's Rosengarten, goes around Madden. Good drive into the lane, late dish to Kemper. Oh, quick hands on the play by Bodkins. It's taken away by Paul. He drives hard down the floor, gives into the left corner to Gubo. His long three ball deflected by Fort Loramie. We've got a scrap on the floor for the basketball below the basket. It's ruled a jump, and it's Fort Loramie's possession, alternating arrow.
Yeah, no, they got the foul on Madden right there. That was the third foul on Josh Madden.
Yeah, that's worse for Bodkins.
Yeah.
They would have rather accepted the arrow in Fort Loramie's favor, but Madden's got to set. Played 2 minutes, third quarter, one bucket scored. That by Bodkins, which leads by 11. Rosengarten, 30 feet away. Fakes left, goes right, picks up his dribble. Now here's Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Jake Radiman, opposite side of the floor. Brandewee gives it back to Rosengarten, might have walked. He drives into the lane area, and he lipped the rim on a 7-foot runner. Did everything but go in. Stick back by Kemper. Point
wow.
blank range. It rattles out. There's a lid on it for Fort Loramie. Bodkins finally came away with the board. Paul down the floor. Gives it up to Plyman. Bodkins deep right corner. Wendell. He jacks up a 27-footer. Missed it wildly to the left. And then scrambling in to get the rebound. Bodkins fouled. A little too aggressive was Tyler Free.
Yeah, he climbed up over his back. They're going to call that every time.
That one shot by Wendell was one, I'm sure, that head coach Powell might have said.
It was too fast with too much pressure on him.
Leave that one in your hip pocket. Don't take it. 2.5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Brandewee down the floor. Gives it up to Rosengarten, head of the key. Nick, 30 feet out. Near side, Jake Ratterman. Jake fakes right, goes left. Loramie trying to spread the floor a little bit for Brandewee. He carves out space in the lane and makes a no-look pass. It's punched away by Bodkins and stolen. Here's a 60-foot pass down the floor to Bodkins, caught in the lane area by Euchre. He goes up, and Fort Loramie gets a mitt on the top of the leather, and it's a good call, rule to jump. Arrow will favor Fort Loramie.
Excellent play that time by Kemper to hustle down the floor and put a hand in.
Well, the defense here at the outset of the second half has been stellar both ways.
We got 2 points to prove it.
Yep. 5:06 left, third quarter. Still an 11-point game. It was 9 at the half. Bodkins in front, 38-27. Jake Ratterman up and over the timeline for Fort Loramie. 30 feet away to Brandewee. Left side of the court, Rosengarten. And let's see if Fort Loramie's got another run in its game. Ratterman, good look, three-pointer. Wow! It hit the back of the rim and stuck. And it stuck and then fell in kerplunk. Like it hit a wad of bazooka chewing gum on the back iron. Ratterman will take it. Rather lucky shot. Bodkins forecourt to her left. Very aggressive play by Fort Loramie. What do we have, Chuck? A jump ball?
Yeah, held ball. It's going to be Bodkins basketball.
And Fort Loramie's trying to get tougher than nails now and take Bodkins out of its game. Bodkins' lead has been trimmed all the way down to 8 on that very fortuitous bouncing three-point shot by Nate Ratterman of Fort Loramie. He'll take them any way he can get them right now. 30 feet out, straight on, Zane Paul. Goes right wing on the play to Wendell. Now to Euchre. Euchre's near side pass right back to Paul. Fort Loramie steps in front, digs it off the floor, steal, and then Bodkins fights to get it back, and the Redskins lose it out of bounds into the Bodkins bench. Oh, it's getting mighty feisty out there right now. Both teams extremely tenacious at the defensive end. all the way down to 4:14 to go in the third quarter. Only a couple baskets in the second half so far. But this game has been marked in the third period by superb defensive play. Wendell, top of the circle for Botkins. Gives it up left wing to Tyler Free. Behind him to Euchre. Euchre wedges out space in the paint area. Look at him go to work. Banks it on the run. In and out. Oh, my goodness. It was below the ring and popped away somehow. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. A chance to trim it all the way down to six, maybe even five here. Baseline below the rim. Ratterman to Rosengarten. Reverse layup. Yes. Six-point game. 38-32. Botkins on the run down the floor. Here's Zane Paul, 30 feet away. He tries to go down inside for Euchre. Way too far. Picked off by Fort Loramie, which might have benefited from a push-off.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't see that, but no one's complaining.
3 minutes and 27 seconds left to go here in the third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie, once down 18, has shaved Botkins' advantage to six. Here's Euchre getting the inbounds pass. Herky-jerky move back to the basket. Up and good. Spencer Euchre with a terrific game here tonight for Botkins. 8-point lead, Trojans. 3:12 left to go, third quarter. Here's Ratterman. Top of the circle, hands it off to teammate Grant Albers. Ball skipped way cross court. Leaping stab by Ratterman. Thrown to Kemper, to Albers. Twisting, turning, hits it. A bank shot by Albers. A 10-footer. Well done. 40-34. Botkins' lead is six. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Dribbling hard between the legs. It's Zane Paul. Deep left corner, Tyler Free. Back to Paul, 30 feet away for Botkins. Paul, spin move. He's got space. He gets a shove on the hip.
Boy, Fort Loramie's defense has just become outstanding. Very physical without fouling like they did in the first two quarters.
Now, you can bet head coach Corey Britton told his club at the halftime break, we have got to go out and simply make life miserable for the Botkins penetrators and shooters here in the second half. And it was ruled a shooting foul, apparently.
I don't understand that. He missed the first one, so he knew he shouldn't be up there.
Strange call. Zane Paul got the benefit of a two-shot foul. Didn't look like he delivered the ball to the rim. If he did, it was after contact by a stride or two. He misfires on the initial free throw. The lead is still six for Botkins. Second one is in. 41-34, Botkins by seven. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Botkins pressures in backcourt. Brandewey on the run out. Finds a teammate open. Driving layup is rolling off. No good, but a foul against Botkins. Boy, Botkins pressed, Chuck. And then with one quick pass by Fort Loramie, Botkins had four black shirts chasing the ball down the floor.
Yep, sometimes you gotta realize that your press is not getting you what you want it to get you.
Yes. Nate Ratterman at the stripe. Two free throws for Fort Loramie.
Wow.
And it curls around and comes off.
That's probably six shots this half. Both teams, layups and free throws that are halfway down and coming back out.
A lot of English on that one. Ratterman again. He hits to make it 41-35. Botkins ahead by six. 2:31 left here in the third quarter. Botkins was in front in the second quarter by a 36-18 count. Since that point in time, last 6 minutes of the game, Botkins has tallied just five. On the arc for the Trojans with the basketball, Josh Madden. Fakes left, goes right. He barges down the right side of the lane, leaves it right corner for the three-point shooter, and Zane Paul capitalizes. He pours it in from distance. 44-35, Botkins back up by nine. A minute 56 left to go here in the third. Albers to Ratterman for Fort Loramie. The right side pass goes to Nate Meyer. Head of the circle, Brandewey. Shot fake, spin move, foul line. Dumps it down inside to Ratterman. He's squeezed, pinched by two defenders. Almost in the lane too long. Gets it out of trouble to a teammate. Here's a 10-foot running bank shot. Yes, but Nate Meyer. Here is Botkins' long heave down the floor to Euchre, to Paul. Near side to Wendell. Spots up from three-point land. Count it! Wendell again for Botkins, picking up where he left off in the first half. He's got four trifectas. Botkins back up by 10, 47-37. A minute 15 left to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Albers for Fort Loramie. Left side pass to a teammate. Redskins try to fire in the three. It is Nolan Burning who's dead center, but around and out. Tough break. Rebound down to Bodkins, Zane Paul. 10-point lead for Bodkins once again. 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Near side to Euchre. Euchre thought about going one-on-one against Burning for Fort Loramie, then flipped it out back on the play to Jaden Wendell. Like the move here by Coach Powell of Bodkins. He wants to play for one, but Fort Loramie sneaks up from behind and jabs the ball free. Nearly a walk down the floor against Nolan Burning of Fort Loramie. Redskins have it. Half minute left in the third. It's thrown away. Broken up by Bodkins. Foul by Fort Loramie. Redskins, in their anxiety to steal it back, commit the personal with 28.2 to go here in the third quarter. And Bodkins out in front by 10. Trying to pull the shocker on the road here in the Shelby County League tonight.
Well, doesn't it feel like Loramie outplayed them here in the third quarter?
Yep.
And they lost a point in the score.
Yes. Got it all the way down to what, six maybe?
I think six was the
six.
Closest.
Yep. Here's Bodkins in backcourt. Fort Loramie kicked the ball, but before the Redskins got a toe on it, Bodkins asked for a timeout and was given it. 27.9 left, third quarter. Bodkins up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, heck of a game here tonight. It's a dandy. Bodkins and Fort Loramie. We thought it might be, had a hunch, the way Bodkins lit it up on Saturday against New Knoxville. And given how closely Bodkins played Jackson Center and Rushi, we figured the Trojans would have a good chance here against Fort Loramie tonight. Redskins got the late start on the hardwood after a fantastic run in the state football tournament, going all the way to the state semifinals. But Bodkins shot extremely well early in this game, raced out to an 18-point cushion, and Fort Loramie shaved it all the way down to six. Bodkins now back up 10, 8 seconds left in the third. Trojans work it around, five to go. Here's Euchre, wants to drive. A Redskin player fell down. Euchre took it to the rack. He couldn't get it to go in.
Wow.
It hit the backboard, the rim, and went Fort Loramie's way. It fell to the floor. Three periods in the books. Bodkins up double digits, 47-37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Oh, we've got a blockbuster of a finish coming up here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Here's Fort Loramie starting the fourth quarter. A little give and go. Brandewey to Rosengarten. A pull-up 12-footer hit the back brace and kicked out. Rebound Bodkins. Bad pass on the arc by Paul. Intercepted by Ratterman. He darts down the floor. Driving layup. Wouldn't go. Euchre's got the carom for Bodkins. The lead still 10 for the Trojans. Team foul situation. Three on Fort Loramie. Four on Bodkins. 35 feet away, Josh Madden's got the ball. Hand off to Paul. Near side pass, Gubo. Gubo goes to Euchre in the left corner. Now Plyman at high. Plyman thought about going back door, over guarding foul. A shove off. Jake Radiman rammed into a Trojans player out on the arc. It's common.
Well, both teams have missed a lot of easy shots here in the second half.
And several have done everything but go in.
Oh, I know.
So close. As a result, Botkins is in command still by 10 points, 47-37.
Well, you figure if you can hold them to 10 points in this quarter, that means you've got to score 20 to win the basketball game. That's a tall order for Loramie.
Yeah, later in the season, who knows, might not be, but right now, points have been a little more difficult to come by for Fort Loramie. Redskins trying to get their basketball legs under them after the late start here on the hardwood. Due to the outstanding run in the football tournament, we had a play by Fort Loramie. Redskins knocked the ball out of bounds. Botkins threw it in. Fort Loramie stole it. Here's another driving layup. Radiman, no good. Jake missed it. Nate followed. No. Nate again. He's clobbered on the wrist. Two free throws for Nate.
Boy, they're just pounding Botkins on the offensive glass.
Yes. Action very frenetic at the moment. A lot of up and down the floor. Pell-mell pace, but no points. Still a 10-point game. Free throw, Nate Radiman, Fort Loramie, swish. 47-38, Botkins in the lead by 9. 6:52 left here in the fourth. Second shot by Nate. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Puts the ball in his left palm. Eyes the goal and sinks it. 47-39, 8-point lead for Botkins. Here's where Fort Loramie needs a stop and then a bucket. If the Redskins can get close, Trojans might start feeling the pressure. Botkins has played beautifully all night long. Here's Botkins running the floor. There's what we mean right there. Zane Paul wouldn't be stopped. He took the inbounds pass, Chuck, and like a runaway locomotive, steamrolled 70 feet right down the floor, all the way to the rim, was not denied. Randowee counters for Fort Loramie. A pull-up jumper in the paint area. Good. Randowee counters. 49-41. Botkins by 8. 6:22 left in the fourth. Here in backcourt is Madden for Botkins. Up ahead to Paul. 3-on-3. Left side to Euchre. Euchre to the rack. Blocked by Rosengarten. Heck of a play. Eli came out of nowhere to swat it. Fort Loramie a chance to cut it to 6 or 5. Rosengarten baseline drive. And he gets an elbow from a Botkins player. Up the team fouls now. 6-6 on Botkins. 5 in Fort Loramie. We're going to shoot the 1-1 both ways after the next foul on Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. 49-41. Botkins in the lead by 8. Randowee inbounding left of the rim. Into the paint to Nate Radiman. He's got position. Turn around left-handed Jay. Half hook shot. It hit the heel. And it was rebounded nicely on the inside, but Plyman to Botkins. We got a foul, though, against Fort Loramie. It's on Brandowee of the Redskins, number 4 on him. He bodied Plyman, who had a few inches on him. Plyman went up and jerked down the rebound. Brandowee committed to personal, and it is 16 fouls each way. Both clubs in the bonus from here on. Euchre in backcourt for Botkins. Gives it up on the play to teammate Gubo. He bounces it high at midcourt. Steal by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Nate Radiman fires to a teammate, Nate Meyer. Driving layup, no good. Rebound Botkins. Look at Paul go all the way down. Blocking foul against Fort Loramie. Paul was out of control. He threw it back out to a teammate. There was a flop by a Redskin. That was a flip of the coin call.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I think he was so deep that personally I would have called that a block just because he was so far under the basket.
Well, Zane Paul gets the benefit of a crucial call right there, and he's at the stripe with two free throws to make it a 10-point game. The shot by Zane, the sophomore, is good. Tell you what, Chuck, this Zane Paul, just a 10th grader, he is going to be a star in this league.
They got a few stars coming up.
Yep. Paul is extremely aggressive, a lot of confidence, mighty quick. He's got great awareness on the floor. He understands the game. Boy, he's the heart and soul of this club. Bodkins has many very good young players. But this train is driven by Paul. He made both free throws, but then Fort Laramie's Nate Ratterman, out of the extreme corner, buries a long three ball. 7-point game. Here's Wendell down the floor. Off to Paul. Pull up, 10-footer, bouncing around, no good. Rebound Ratterman of Fort Laramie. 5:12 to go in the fourth. 7-point lead, Bodkins. Redskins have not gotten it under six since late in the first quarter of play. And here's a drive from the left corner by Fort Laramie. Blocking foul against Bodkins. Crucial 1-1 for Nate Meyer. That was a big triple from the right corner of the floor by the Redskins. Nate Meyer's foul shot. Swish, it's perfect. 51-45. Fort Laramie creeps within six. Was that Ratterman who made that last three for Fort Laramie, Chuck?
Yeah, Nathan Ratterman.
Big hoop to whittle it from 10 to 7. And now Meyer for Fort Laramie makes one of two free throws. Rebound punched up in the air by Jake Ratterman of Fort Laramie, but it's gobbled up by Plyman of Bodkins. Quickly down the floor to Euchre. Euchre head fake into the lane, positions himself, then goes out back to Plyman. Plyman handoff on the play to Paul. Want to keep it in his hands. He makes the engine go. Now Bodkins looks to spread the floor a little bit. Paul to the head of the key, flips it back out to Wendell. 4:37 to go, fourth quarter. High dribble by Wendell, now to Paul. Both teams in the 1-1. It's a little bit of the Bodkins, North Carolina four corner right now.
Well, and they got two sophomores and a freshman handling the basketball, so they need to be really careful.
Scoreboard clock still has better than 4 minutes left. Bodkins chewing up time. Dribble drive down the lane. Bodkins to the rim. Wraparound pass to Plyman for the gimme.
That was Free. Took it into the lane. Threw a great pass.
What a play by Free to Plyman, who got the point blanker. Ratterman three ball, Fort Laramie. He jacked it up long. Rebound ricochets. Bodkins run out. Plyman. Dunk! Dunk! He flushed it. He flushed it. What a play. Jacob Plyman, the freshman, on the slam dunk.
I think you can hear the Bodkins fans.
Woo! Plyman rammed it home. 10-point game. Fort Laramie coming back. A roll-off by Rosengarten in the lane. It wouldn't go. Rebound Bodkins. Trojans feeling it now. Paul to midcourt. 3.5 left. Deep left corner three. It is in and out. Tyler Free shot circled the rim. Rebound Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins. Meyer on the go. Fires cross-court to a teammate, and Fort Laramie gets a timeout. Boy, had that last trifecta by Free gone in, it would have been 13 with just over three to go.
And you know what? It was kind of a quick shot. I don't mind it in the least, because you're right. That would have been the dagger that ended this basketball game.
And he was so wide open.
It was right on the rim. Yeah. I mean, it was close.
Timeout Redskins, who are down 10, just over three left on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookinspub.com. Brookins, owned by Carl Arnes, has a very fun, family-friendly atmosphere. You'll enjoy it. Over a century of rich history, plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. No place like Brookins at all. Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right beside the current ones of Redskin teams. Your food is cooked fresh. You'll love Brookins for family gatherings, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. Redskins out of the timeout. Brandewee to Nathan Ratterman, who posts up low on the right, and he drops in a turnaround bank shot. Good play drawn up by head coach Corey Britton, and then Bodkins commits the turnover, a miscue here at side court.
Well, it was the same play that Bodkins ran to start the second half. They ran him up through the middle. It wasn't open, and they rolled down to the basket for an easy layup.
Here is Fort Loramie countering after the miscue by the Trojans. Posting up low on the left, it's Brandewey. 7-foot turnaround. In! Steal by Fort Loramie with pressure. 3-point shot on the way. It is no good, but Nate Meyer. Rebound jammed out of bounds off Botkins. Here come the Redskins. Never say die, Fort Loramie. 6-point game, 55-49. Boy, Botkins had a 3-point shot to go up 13, 20 seconds ago. Inbounded to Brandewey, low in the left. A banker, yes! 4-point game, 55-51. Fort Loramie pressuring in backcourt, getting very physical. Botkins gets it down the floor in time. Cross court to Plyman. Plyman, under instructions from head coach Powell, brings it back out to Paul. Paul breaks contain, dribbles into the lane. Time out, Botkins. Oh, the Trojans nearly walked and turned it over. 2:17 to go, fourth quarter. Both teams in the 1-1. 55-51. Botkins by 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, we simply could not have asked for a more entertaining and better Shelby County League basketball game on Friday night than this one.
No, this has been fun.
2:17 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins has seen an 18-point second quarter lead, slashed all the way to 4. 2:13 left, fourth quarter. Botkins passing out back, almost stolen. Woo! What a play by Nolan Burning as he nearly intercepted the pass intended for Wendell. 35 feet from the basket, Botkins inbounding again, trying to protect a 4-point lead. Inbounds on the play to Paul. Paul gives it up out back to Madden. Madden drops it off to Wendell. Botkins is in the 1-on-1. Wendell drives, baseline, goes to Euchre, nearly shot it. 1:56 left. Botkins in the paint area, back to the basket. Madden over guarding against Fort Loramie.
Well, they got a break there because they were getting ready to turn the ball over again.
It was Tyler Free. It looked a little uncomfortable, didn't he?
Well, they're putting the basketball on the floor in traffic. They need to pass it more than they need to dribble it.
Yep, well said. Well, 1-1. Tyler Free at the stripe here for Botkins. These are of major significance. He's got to get the first to earn the second, and he stiff-armed it. A little bit of nervousness. Fort Loramie yanked down the rebound. Here come the Redskins, a chance to cut it to 1 or 2. A minute 44 left in the fourth quarter. 55-51 Botkins. Here is Nate Ratterman. Deep left corner, hand off to Rosengarten. Skips it cross court to Nate. Between the circles, it's Brandewey. Brandewey sets up shot. Goes to Rosengarten, 30 feet out. Spin move, driving hard in the lane. Pull up, bank shot, 8-footer. It circles, and comes out. Tough break. Rebound Botkins, intercepted by Fort Loramie. 1:17 to go. Time out. Fort Loramie's head coach, Corey Britton. Oh, Botkins has had opportunities. Can't take care of the ball. Fort Loramie's pressure has been relentless.
Well, they've got 18 turnovers here in the game, 9 in each half. But that's the difference in the ball game. When they were not turning them over early, they were lighting them up.
Yep.
And now you can see the little nerves on these young kids playing in a game like this. But you know what? No matter how this thing ends, this is good for them be in a game like this.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And because this is the kind of game you need to grow up and win if eventually you are going to challenge in this very tough Shelby County League.
I'll tell you, in the Shelby County tournament that they call the Pickwa Sectional, they're going to be a tough out there.
Oh, yeah. clubs are going to avoid Botkins. Don't be surprised if the Trojans are not in a sectional final this year. 1:12 left here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie inbounds the basketball. Nearly a five-second call. 1:04 left. Botkins leads by 4. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Nolan Burning. Out back to Brandewey. They clear the floor for him. Into the paint. Dribbles right corner. Weaves to Ratterman. Head of the circle, Rosengarten. 52 to play. Rosengarten, shake and bake, running one-hander. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Ratterman short. Long rebound to Brandewey. Three-pointer. Good! One-point game. One-point game. Wow. Nick Brandewey. Third try at the basket for Fort Loramie on that possession. And Brandewey bombs away. All net. 55-54. 43 seconds left. Botkins up by a scant point. Woo.
That's a nine-point quarter going for Brandewey right now. He got himself in a little foul trouble early, but he's having a heck of a second half.
I tell you what, Chuck, we'll have a hard time the rest of the season in January, February, and March to top this one.
No, this has been fun. This has been a lot of fun.
Well, so many thanks to our Rushi game sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna also. Botkins has got to get the ball in bounds. They haven't done it very well. It's thrown up the right side of the floor to Wendell, and before Botkins enters it, the Trojans get yet another timeout. And how many left now for Botkins?
I think they've got two left. Loramie's got one. They've got two.
Oh, those are precious.
Well, they've really struggled. They set no screens that time. They were just trying to get the basketball in. But you know, I made a comment a little bit ago for Loramie to get back in to win this game. They would have to hold Botkins to 10 points. They'd have to score 20 to win the basketball game. Well, they've held them to 8 here in the fourth quarter, and they've scored 17. So they're right on schedule to try to win the basketball game.
Yep, great comeback by Fort Loramie, which was down by 18 points, 36-18, with under 4 to play in the second period. Marvelous comeback.
Now he can move on the baseline.
Oh, here's a long football pass down the floor by Botkins. Intercepted! Taken away by Ratterman. Fort Loramie now a chance to take the lead. 36 seconds left. Long three, right corner, Ratterman. Overshot it. Weak side rebound goes out of bounds. It was nicked by Botkins. Fort Loramie possession. Everything Botkins has done in trying to get the ball inbounds and down the floor here in the last couple minutes has not worked.
No, that really wasn't very. I mean, they had a checker back here. If you don't have a deep checker, then you can make that play. But they had somebody back looking for that.
Oh, here's an inbounds by Fort Loramie, nearly stolen by Botkins. But then Paul is too aggressive. He fouls. It's shooting time at the stripe for Fort Loramie, and two free throws would put the Redskins in front.
Wow,
what a turn of events here in the last minute. 55-54 in favor of Botkins. And Fort Loramie has got the bonus situation. Nick Brandewey at the stripe, 29.7 left in the fourth.
Nick hadn't been there tonight, so this will be his first attempt from the front end of the 1-on-1.
The left-hander toes the stripe for Fort Loramie. He bends the knees, cocks the arm. He pins it. We're tied up, 55-55. 29.7 left here in the fourth. Botkins Trojans led by 18 with under 4 to go in the second quarter. Valiant comeback here by Fort Loramie. Botkins has wilted late in this game, unable to handle the ball, faltering against pressure. Brandewey's got two. He makes them. Redskins lead 56-55. Botkins inbounds, 27 seconds to go. Paul to Euchre. Euchre over the timeline. Redskins pressure backs off. Here's Paul at midcourt. 18 ticks to go. Near side to Euchre. Euchre fakes right, goes left. Dribble drive, double teamed. In the lane, turnaround shot. Got it! Spencer Euchre, a fadeaway 9-footer. And timeout is called by Fort Loramie.
Wow. How many for Euchre, Chuck?
He's got 18, and Paul's got 18, and they got 12 out of Wendell. That was a good job by Euchre. He just went one-on-one, kept his balance, got the ball in the lane, turned, sighted the rim. That was terrific.
You can tell he's got that play down pat. He's a pro at that one-on-one move.
Well, that's a senior, and I was not shocked at all. No matter how good Paul's been tonight, you got your senior, you're going to give him the basketball.
Yeah, they cleared out for him a little bit. Coach Powell said, Spencer, you take it. Three Bodkins players went to the other side of the floor, and Euchre made a hard drive, spin move, back to the basket. Little head fake, went up strong, nailed it. Timeout Fort Loramie. 1-point lead Bodkins after the Redskins had gone up 56-55. Now Bodkins leads 57-56, 11.3 remaining. Both teams are in the bonus.
Loramie is out of timeout, so they need to be able to. If they don't score here, they're in trouble. They got a foul right away.
Yeah, good observation. And Bodkins has got four players in backcourt, or I should say four players in front court. Looks like a zone defense.
1-3-1. They've gone zone defense.
Here's Branowy down the floor. Gives it to Rosengarten. Foul line. He darts into the lane. Running one-hander. Bouncing. No good. Push off against Bodkins. 4.9 to go. Fort Loramie with Rosengarten. Tried to do to Bodkins what Euchre did seconds ago to Fort Loramie. That was a fast-moving one-on-one maneuver into the paint by Rosengarten. He drew the two-shot foul. 1-point lead, Bodkins, 4.9 to go. Rosengarten's got it. Here is Eli Rosengarten for the lead. A tenth of a second below five remaining in the game. 4.9 on the clock. 57-57 tie. Rosengarten to put Fort Loramie on top. It is bouncing. No good. Rebound by Euchre. Timeout, Bodkins. The scoreboard clock reads 3.5 remaining. Maybe it should say 3.8 or 3.9.
Well, you know, I guess I understand why you call that timeout, but you've had so much problem getting the basketball in. You're in a scatter court situation. I think you're going to get a better shot taking the ball down the floor, especially in a tie game. If you're down, yes, you want to draw something up. But if it's a tie game, I think they should have stayed scatter court.
Yeah, Chuck, I knew that's the comment you were going to offer right there.
Well, 100 years of coaching, you learn a little bit.
Well, now Bodkins has got to get it in, and they'll throw it in from the end of the floor.
Right. I mean, that's the problem. They lost a second, and they got to make sure they don't turn it over in the backcourt because they could lose the game by turning the ball over here at the end.
And this court here at Fort Loramie mirrors the length of the floor at Piqua. It's a full 94 feet.
Yeah, it's a full regulation basketball court.
It's not 84, it's 94. That makes it a little more challenging for Bodkins. And now Fort Loramie will try to deter a 40-foot pass and make Bodkins throw it in a bit short.
Well, they got a deep checker, and I don't think they're even going to push him down all the way. They're going to play him here and not let him get behind him.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. It's good! It's good!
He made it.
Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw.
Well, my goodness.
Zane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer. He was a step and a half beyond midcourt. It's a 94-foot floor, Chuck. I'm not exaggerating. He was a step and a half beyond the timeline. Very high-arching, a skyscraper. It hit the square right above the flange and kissed in perfectly.
My goodness, that was well drawn up and tells you what I know. That's why I'm sitting over here and Coach Powell sitting down there on the sideline.
And Bodkins has upset Fort Loramie 60-57 in an unbelievable, entertaining thriller here at Fort Loramie tonight.
I know nobody on that side of the court thinks this was fun, but this was a good game to be at.
A fantastic photo finish. Zane Paul gets 21 points on the night. And his final three are a triple to decide this contest. Fort Loramie
had a string of players at midcourt allowing Bodkins to enter it. Of course, once Paul caught it in backcourt, several steps from the timeline at Fort Loramie, letting pass, didn't want to foul, didn't step in front, didn't deter him very much at all, let Paul run free. That was the best shot he was going to get in a little over 3 seconds. A, what, 43, 44-footer, but it was right on target, as Zane Paul has been all night long.
Well, he had a real good look at the basket, and that was the difference right there. He didn't have a hand in his face. That's still not something you're going to make 50% of, but he had a good look at it, and what a terrific basketball game this was. I'm kind of losing my voice.
And we've got two more tomorrow.
I know.
It was a juggling contest a few days ago, Chuck, to determine what game we might cover tonight. There were a few different offerings available. We chose this one after having seen Bodkins annihilate New Knoxville last Saturday night by a score of 75-40. And we were here to see Bodkins pull it out of the fire, falling behind by one late. Big field goal by Euchre to get him back on top. Rosengarten could have given Fort Loramie a one-point lead. He hit one free throw.
Made the first one, missed the second.
Yep, that left it tied. The Redskins were out of timeouts. Bodkins did have a couple left, used one. Clock had gone from, what, 4-something down to
4-9 to 3-9.
4-9 to 3-9. And with 3.9 left in the fourth quarter of this game, and with the contest all tied up, Fort Loramie set up a picket fence defense at midcourt, allowed Bodkins to enter it. Oh, a good, what, 30 feet up the floor or so?
Yeah, it was between about halfway between the top of the key and midcourt.
This is in backcourt, of course.
Right.
And then Zane Paul had to do the rest.
Yep, he dribbled. He took like three dribbles, got the shot off there. No doubt it was good. I mean, it was before the buzzer.
Yeah, it had banked in off the glass. It hit the window, Chuck, and it was almost like that's what lit up the scoreboard.
Yeah, probably did. That was fun.
Oh, what a game. Fort Loramie, a hard luck loser. Chuck, let's take a one-minute break. Let's hear from a sponsor. Give us a chance to get our voices back. Then we'll return. Three-point win, Bodkins over Fort Loramie here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
Well, welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Scintillating finish, entertaining game, fantastic contest here tonight at Fort Loramie, won by Bodkins 60-57 on a buzzer beating 43-44
foot. It was maybe two steps over midcourt,
and it's a 94 foot floor here at Fort Loramie,
so that's about 45 feet,
so that center line is 47, and he was a step and a half beyond the timeline, so
yep.
Give him every bit of 43 or 44, Chuck. I'm not exaggerating one bit.
He had 21 points. He had a terrific game, even if he doesn't make that shot.
Bodkins with the win advances to 4-6 on the year, 2-4 in the Shelby County League. Bodkins is home tomorrow night against Newton, and then is home next Friday against Anna. Who knows, Chuck? We may have to consider that game next Friday night.
Yeah, no doubt.
The next meeting between Bodkins and Fort Loramie is on February the 15th at Bodkins.
Meanwhile, the Fort Laramie Redskins fall below 500 to 3-4, 1-3 in the Shelby County League. And Fort Laramie's got a real tussle Tuesday here against Rushi.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to be an easy one there.
Nope, that's the first of two confrontations with the Rushi Raiders. That initial game, scheduled back earlier in December, was moved to later in the campaign on the 18th of January. So Fort Laramie and Rushi hook up twice in 10 days. How about that?
Well, hey, they're kids. They can play all day long.
Let's take a look at the scoring, Chuck, and highlight our Clancy's Award winners. We were talking about Brookins a few minutes ago on Saturday nights. Wow. You've got to get there early for that pork chop special, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. You'll love them. Mouth-watering delicious at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Brookinspub.com. That's Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. You'll love the specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the roasted chicken dinners as well. Chuck, the scoring and our Clancy's winners tonight.
Well, I mean, you got to give Laramie credit. They were down 18 points in the second half, or in the second quarter, and they came all the way back and actually took the lead. So they had a nice game. They can't start that poorly and win basketball games. For Fort Laramie, they were led in scoring by Nick Brandwee with 16, who had it 5 at the half. He was saddled with foul trouble, had to sit quite a bit in the first half. 14 from Rosengarten and 13 from Nathan Ratterman. On the other side, Botkins was led by Zane Paul with 21, 18 from Spencer Euchre, and 12 from Jaden Wendell on 4 threes. The Clancy's players of the game for Botkins is going to be Zane Paul and Spencer Euchre. On the other side is Nick Brandwee and Nathan Ratterman.
They are our Clancy's Award winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, if you missed it, Botkins in a photo finish.
I didn't play and I'm worn out.
3-point win, Botkins over Fort Laramie, 60-57. It was a nail-biting heart stomper tonight. Yes, it was. Fans still sitting in their seats here at the Fort Laramie gym in disbelief. Incredible finish.
I was ready for overtime.
Yeah. Although I tell you what, no. Chuck, had it gone overtime, we would not have been able to describe it. Our voices would have been completely gone.
Yeah, we would have had to whisper it. Yeah, we had the other group behind us. We could have given them the headsets.
And Botkins upsets Fort Laramie here tonight in spectacular fashion. A 3-point shot by Zane Paul, a 43-44 footer at the buzzer. He was just a step and a half across midcourt. 94-foot long floor, 47 feet at the timeline. It was a 43-44 footer. Our next webcast is tomorrow, 1:45 tip, online about 1:30. Minster Girls at Van Wert Lincoln View. Our first look at 11-0 Minster since the journey to the tourney at Lakota West down in Westchester back on Thanksgiving weekend. Minster Girls 11-0 will play Fort Laramie here at the Redskins Gym 1 week from tomorrow. We'll look at Minster against Van Wert Lincoln View tomorrow afternoon. It's an early start.
about a 1:45 tip. We'll be on the web online about 1:30. And then tomorrow night, we are at Anna, Marion Local, Anna Rockets. Anna beat Marion Local last year, and Marion Local then went on to win the Division IV Boys State Championship. Anna beat them by 4 points at Marion last season.
Yeah, that's going to be a terrific game tomorrow night.
And can the Rockets duplicate that feat here this season? The rematch happens almost 1 year ago to the day. I think it was January 4th or 5th a year ago. No, it was January 4th a year ago, and this year the Anna Marion Local game is Saturday, January 5th. So we've got that one for you tomorrow night. Tip off at 8, on the web at 7:40. And don't forget, on Tuesday, and more than likely, we will be right here for Rushi, Fort Loramie Boys, 7:30 tip, on the web online at 7:10.
I'll be here.
Chuck, anything more we could possibly add to this spectacular game here tonight?
That was just a well-played game by two basketball teams that are getting better. And they're going to be forces as the season goes on. There's no doubt about it.
Unfortunately, somebody had to win it. Bodkins led 99.5% of this game.
Right.
Fort Loramie caught him, led by one there in the last, 10 or 15 seconds. Then tied it right back up with one of two free throws by Rosengarten. But Bodkins outplayed Fort Loramie for three quarters. But it was the pressure by Fort Loramie which gave Bodkins fits. And
yep,
that's something the Trojans are going to have to deal with from here on out, for sure.
They are, and I'm sure that's something that they work at constantly in practice. But that's a well-coached team, and they're a lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch.
Ron Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thank you, Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates at AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Drop in, tell Dan and Darren Barker that you heard all about Barker Insurance right here on Scores Broadcast. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center could not have gotten off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com without the magnificent assistance from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much. Local Equipment gave us a big boost back in 2007-2008, and thus we've got scoresbroadcast.com alive and well here a dozen years later in calendar year 2019. Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right. Go Goffney. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc. And in Fort Loramie, these three game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, from which we've heard from a few times tonight.
Yep.
Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, and Maury's Landing Restaurant, across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Thanks to those new underwriting sponsors, they are a part of each and every single webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. For Chuck, I'm Jack, saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Bodkins Trojans have edged the Fort Loramie Redskins on a last-second buzzer beater by Zane Paul, 60-57.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.